This episode of Enough is brought to you by a new sponsor on 70 Decibels, and that's MailChimp. MailChimp give you the ability to send beautiful, powerful email newsletters to campaign lists that you can accumulate all through MailChimp. They give you the tools and the control to enable sign-up pages on your site so people can sign up for email newsletters that you're creating. And you can also integrate them into your site to make them look just the way that your website does if you are so inclined. They have an easy-to-use form builder, so it gives you the control over the layout. So if you know, whatever you want to choose people to enter, so if you want them to give you your postal address for some reason, if you're creating some sort of campaign list that needs that, well, you can do that. They have, if you are a developer and you have an app and you want to integrate MailChimp into the app, they have full featured APIs so you can sync your customer databases, and it can work with things like shopping carts so you can use MailChimp as a way to help you sell stuff. They have a great API to help you integrate that, and you can take a look at that when you sign up. Go to MailChimp.com, by the way, to check out a bunch of this stuff. They have oodles and oodles of professionally designed templates to help you build your email to look exactly how you want. And they have their own flexible HTML template language so you can build something to look exactly the way you want it if that's your bag. They have something called the Inbox Inspector. So MailChimp will show you how your campaign will look when received by many users. And they do this by displaying to you how it will look in many different email clients so you know exactly how your email campaign is going to look. MailChimp gives you ways to create lists of people and to send emails out to them. You know, your product marketing, if you have a newsletter, like Patrick has a newsletter, he could do it through MailChimp. We do our 70 Decibels newsletter through MailChimp. And they give you the fantastic tools to do this at an unbeatable price. MailChimp will always be free for you if you send less than 12,000 emails a month. Simple as. And if you need to go above that, if you are so popular, well, then they have very, very fair pricing plans to help you facilitate that. Go to MailChimp.com to find out more. And thanks to them for sponsoring.
Hey there, Michael.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Doing okay. It's a little warm here in the Twin Cities metro area of Minnesota in the East United States of America. We're managing. We're managing this long heat wave we've been suffering.
Yeah. You do it. You do it for the love.
Well, we do it for the other 9 months of the year where it's perfectly fine here. Well, right. Perfectly fine if you like it really cold, for at least, 6 of those 9 months. But, you know, hey, I don't know. I'm one of those guys who would rather take the cold than the hot. But it seems like we've been talking about heat for every episode for the past several. So, but we're not here to talk about heat. We're talking about cool things we're loving. Some more of this because we've heard, little birdies have told us that the listeners kind of like it when we do these things.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. So you get to start. Because awesome. This was your grand idea. What are you loving so much that you had to take a whole episode idea away from me to do it?
Wait, are you talking about something specific? Or, wait, I didn't miss something then. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Oh, good. I thought you was... Never mind. First thing that... Never mind. Don't listen to me. The first thing that I'm loving at the moment is Roderick on the Line.
Oh, okay. All right.
Roderick on the Line is a podcast produced by Merlin Mann, and it features himself and John Roderick of The Long Winters.
Mm.
Now, I have known about Roderick on the Line for some time, and it's just been one of those things. It's been on my radar, but I've not fit it into my queue. Tried listening a couple of times and thought it was good, but for whatever reason, it didn't stick. But I listened to one episode on a commute recently, and now I'm hooked. There's been 37 episodes, and I've been going back now and listening to every episode. Basically, it's a weekly show, well, roughly weekly show, where Merlin and John have a phone call, which will last from anywhere from like 30 minutes to an hour and a half. And they just talk about whatever it is they're talking about. Like there's no topic to this show. It's not like a productivity show. Basically, if you listen to Back to Work, which is Merlin's other show on the Fabulous 5x5 network, and you enjoy it when him and Dan just talk about stuff, or you just like it when you hear Merlin just talk about stuff as opposed to just the productivity things, like, then you will love this show. Because I find Merlin Man very entertaining. Not just necessarily to listen to him talk about email, right? I just think that he's hilarious and is a very entertaining person. And on Roderick on the Line, they just talk about all random rubbish, basically, which is amazing in its own right. Now, I must preface a few things about this show.
Okay.
If you are offended by things, you will not like this show. And the reason I say things is because they will basically, it's totally unedited from the perspective of they do not bleep out any words. They quite frequently cover sexism, racism, not from a political standpoint, but they talk about things or say things that could be considered either. But it's all part of the shtick, really. And I don't think that either of them are mean people. It's just, you know, they will say whatever joke comes into their head. Some that have actually made me go red a little bit when listening to it. But it's because it's hilariously funny stuff. I don't really get offended by things like that anyway, especially if I don't think the person's trying to be offensive. But I've really, really been enjoying Roderick on the Line. It's one of those rare podcasts that actually has me laughing out loud in public.
Very cool.
So I must suggest it to our listeners.
That's I too have been one of those who's had on my radar. I do enjoy Merlin's humor when, you know, when he kind of goes off on some of his rants and some of his various directions on Back to Work. Just like you, I've been kind of aware of it and it's been kind of on my radar, but I've never really given it a chance, sat down to really listen or, you know, subscribe or whatnot. So maybe this will be my push. Thanks for that.
Do it. It's fun.
All right. So one of the things, and I'm going to probably speak about this at longer length in another episode, but email has been on my mind a lot lately, mainly why is it that a lot of people seem not to like it? why is that? You know, why is it that so many people complain about it and don't enjoy it or would prefer to some other form of communication or whatnot? Why, you know, why does email oftentimes get such a bad rap by people? And so I've been thinking a lot about this. And also, you know, I should say kind of in shadow to or in reference to the fact that I actually enjoy it. It's one of the few places where I feel like I have some measure of control, i.e., you know, I can control the flow. I can control the responses. I believe I have the proper expectations there set for both myself and communicated to others. And so email doesn't bother me as much. And so why is it that it doesn't bother some people and it really other people just don't like it so much? One of the reasons why I think I like it is because of some of the daily or otherwise newsletters that I subscribe to. And some of these are free things and some of these are paid subscription-based newsletters. But the ones that I pay for are generally, I know up front they're going to be worth it and rarely prove wrong. A recent case of that is James Shelley, one of my favorite online writers. Just a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guy. He writes really well, but even more than that, he seems to be one of the most educated, well-read. I mean, in so many respects, he's a philosopher, right? And that's, yeah, I love it. I love his work. I've loved his online work for a while. Well, he recently launched a paid subscription newsletter and he launched it about 2 weeks ago now as we record this. Every single one has like made me excited to get to my mailbox in the morning, right? Like to open up my inbox to get to it, to read it. It has become the first thing I read almost every day because it's that good. It's called the, I want to pronounce this correctly, Caesura Letters, C-A-E-S-U-R-A. I have no idea what it means. It's some kind of word that I'm sure I would have to have PhD in philosophy to understand. That's okay. Yeah, I don't have to because his emails are – the newsletter is very well written. They are brief. They are full – jam-packed, full of wisdom, based in history, based in learning and thought. Every time I read it, I learn something that I haven't learned before, and I walk away thinking about something in a way that I never have.
A caesura is a complete pause in a line of poetry or in a musical composition.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Yes. Thank you. But it really is wonderful. And, what's he charging for this thing? I don't see, this is the thing. I don't even know because it's like,
$4.99 a month.
$4.99 a month. Because as soon as he announced this thing, like he had sent me an email before, like he even launched it or even announced it to the world. And he's like, what do you think of this idea? You know, it's like, where can I throw my money at my screen? I can't stop. I'm throwing money at my screen and it's not sending yet. What's wrong here? I mean, it's like, seriously. James Shelley could have told me that he was going to, send me one sentence a day for $10 million. And I'd be like, get me my wallet now. I must have it. $4.99 a month. I'm going to give you a deal. I got to talk to James about this. I think our listeners should get it for $3.99 a month. I think it's worth, I think they're worth me dropping a buck off that price. I bet you he'd let me do that for him.
Well, he's going to have to now.
I guess I've got about, 3 days, 2 days to act? Okay.
This is going out today.
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
Holy shoot. Okay.
Tell you what we'll do. We will...
No. This is going to... Don't worry. I got this covered.
Okay.
CaesuraLetters.com/Patrick Rohn. All one string. I'll put it in the show notes. PatrickRhone. HTTP://
It's in the show notes. It's already in there.
Yeah, /Patrick Rhone. Do that, and you'll get it for $3.99 a month.
Patrick runs to his email client.
I'm doing it as we speak. What are you talking about? He's going to set up an affiliate link for me. I know he is. Here.
He hasn't got a choice. He hasn't got a choice now.
All right, cool. I should preface. He said I could do this beforehand, but I didn't necessarily say, go ahead and do it. So now I'm doing it. Yeah. All right. So, go to the show notes. Use that link. You'll get it for $3.99 a month, and it will be well worth every last penny. And the nice thing is that, hey, if you get it for a little bit and you don't like it, you can cancel it anytime. There's no obligation. No one's forcing you to pay, $150 up front with no hope for a refund. This is like, give it a shot. Come on, $4? Are you kidding me? That's a no-brainer, especially for his work. So yeah, I'm liking that. I'm liking that a lot.
Okay.
What else? What else? You got anything else?
I have something else. I have a couple of things more, actually, that I can talk about.
Oh, no, no. We got to go quick, then.
All right. Well, I'll talk about one more today, and then I'll save the next one for another time.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
So I'm going to say we, but more you, speak a lot about fitness on the show.
Yep, I've done that. Once or twice. You know,
it's part of the way that the show has evolved. We talk
unfortunately,
about
it. People hate me for it, but that's okay.
So, you know, I've recently wanted to make some changes in my life, do some more exercise. And I have a Nike Fuel Band.
Tell me about that Fuel Band. Seems like everyone I know is getting one of these little bracelets.
I was able to get one for free.
What?
Yeah, I went to some event.
Dude, hook me up.
I haven't got a hookup. I won some tickets to a Nike event. They were giving them away for free.
Man, you can't help a brother out?
I know nobody. It was basically through my... I received a text message from my cell provider. Said, would you like to win tickets to a Nike event? And I said, yes. And I said, well, here's two tickets.
Oh, man.
But, awesome. So, basically, it's a lot of people will have heard about the Fitbit.
And I have one.
Cool. It's kind of like that in a way. So the Fuel Band, it has an accelerometer in it, and it tracks your movement. It tracks steps and stuff like that, and it also tracks calories, like all of these things do. But it also tracks your movement in a way called Nike Fuel, and they have some way of calculating that. I think it's based on your sort of your basic info, you know, your height, weight, and stuff like that, and the amount of movement that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And every day you have a fuel goal to meet. They have some set goals, but then you can amend it and change it depending on what you want it to be. So I wear my Fuel Band all day. It's also a watch.
All right.
So it's a wrist. You wear it around your wrist. It tracks my movement, and then, you know, it's for me to try and hit my goal. Now, it works for me to be more active because I like hitting the goal and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have some sort of goal. I mean, that's what I like about a lot of these apps is that, you know, you can set a goal and then it tells you whether or not you reach it. And just that act alone actually can, and, you know, make you, it brings out your competitiveness, even if it's just with yourself, you know?
Exactly. It has a really cool iPhone app. It syncs by Bluetooth to the iPhone app, and you can sync it in the background.
Okay.
So, like, you can press the sync button. I don't have to have the app open, but it syncs to the app. I've never used something. So, like, a little push notification comes up and says syncing now, and then it tells you that it's, like, sort of how many points you are over or under your goal. Like, you can also get that information on the watch as well. And then also it syncs that information to Path as well.
Okay.
And it has lots of little achievements that you unlock. Like if you have an X amount of day streak, you get a little achievement. I'm really enjoying it, and I think that it's going to play a big part in my exercise for the foreseeable future, because I will obviously start increasing the goal.
Yeah.
Because it's such an arbitrary number, it's difficult for me to think of ways that I could game it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and... I would think even if it wasn't, it's generally difficult to gain these things. You kind of have to do the stuff, right?
Yeah.
And actually, this I want to briefly talk about. This is a side thing that I'm also loving, which is Path. Right. I've kind of doubled down on Path, gone all in, as it were, to use various blackjack and poker metaphors. I really love Path. I really, really, really love Path. And one of the things I've been loving about it recently is the Nike Fuel Band interaction. But not just that, but all of the Nike apps. I don't know about all of them. I know at least the running app as well ties into Path. So when I go for a run and I use the Nike running app, first of all, it sends a, you know, it puts a little thing in my path that says, hey, I've started a run, and my friends who have chosen to be notified of such things, they get a notification that I've started to run, and you think, well, why would I care that he's running? Well, because you can go in and cheer for me. You can go in and like press a button or something. I haven't seen it from the user, from that side of it. I've only seen it from the posting side, so I don't know what happens. But basically, I hear these cheers in my headphone as I'm running. I hear these cheers over the music, and it's my friends pressing that cheer button in path.
It's really cool.
It's so wonderful, right? And such a, like, I feel like my friends are really, like, cheering me on and happy that I'm out there doing my thing. And then when I'm done with my run, it posts that run into my path so my friends can see. And so that also is great because it helps to keep me accountable, right? If they don't see a run in a while, they may follow, say, hey, you haven't been running for a while. What's the deal, man? So every 3 days you should see a run in there from me on path. If you follow me on path, and if you don't, then you should call me on it. Ask my blanket permission.
Cool.
Okay. So great. I thought I had a real quick final one, and it's completely gone out of my mind now.
I took it as being path. I feel.
Okay. Well, there you go. Path. I love Path. If you're not using Path, use Path. It is my favorite social network. It's the only one I'm using right this moment, and I really, really like it because of its constraints. Of 150 friends, and it compels you to have your very closest friends there. And because your very closest friends are there, you are more than likely to share more intimate moments, more intimate details, like my running with folks there. So if you're a friend of mine, you're listening to the podcast, and please get Path, and please check in with me there because I'm not other places right now. So, all right. I think we've covered a few things. We'll link to them all in the show notes, and people should check them out.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll chat later, my friend.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.